Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I hope Reggie Bullock knows something that we don't. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I felt sure P.J. Hairston was coming back because he has a lot more work to do with his game, like developing a better handle and learning to get his own shot. Those are two of the reasons I figured Reggie Bullock would also be back for his senior season, when he might have been an ACC Player of the Year candidate if his improvement continued as it did as a junior. I hope whoever is advising Bullock knows, really knows, a lot more than we do, because from where I sit, Bullock is trading in his senior year at UNC for a chance that he will be drafted in the first round, and if not, the chance he will be able to make an NBA roster somewhere. Because nothing is guaranteed beyond the first round, as there are journeyman careers that are bound to prove it. At Carolina, the players are supposed to be smart enough to know the difference. Reading Roy Williams' comment in the official release, it seems clear this was not old Roy's choice. Yes, Bullock played first-team All-ACC ball over the last month of the season, and yes, he comes from a poor family in Kinston that could use the financial help. But Bullock had a better chance to guarantee that by waiting a year. This is so un-Carolina. Dean Smith pushed early first-round draft choices out because he knew they were gambling with a lifetime of financial security already achieved, unless they returned to school and got seriously injured. The only players who I remember bucking that system were Jeff McGinnis in 1996 and Joseph Forte in 2001. McGinnis went in the second round and, after beating around Europe in the CBA for a few years, wound up with a decent NBA career. Forte was the last pick in the first round, so he got his money, but he never panned out as a pro. Bullock is a good college player who had a chance to be great, which at Carolina is synonymous with becoming a first-round draft choice. He surely can shoot, but needs to develop the NBA range for three-pointers. And like Hairston, he can't really score off the dribble. Only truly great shooters like Ray Allen and Steve Novak survive as pros otherwise, and Reggie Bullock doesn't go out with that kind of game. Here is hoping he gets his chance to develop it in the NBA. This is Archansky. See ya.